WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The group calling for more workforce training in Brazos County has passed the halfway point in their petition drive towards creating a local community college district.
Members of the Talent Initiative Steering Committee of the Research Valley Partnership say they have 1 month to double the 5,500 signatures collected so far, with the goal of tripling what they have now. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says there are companies that would love to grow, but cannot because training is not available locally.
If we don't do workforce education in the right way, we are going to see Bryan and College Station slowly become an economic wasteland.
Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson also announced the committee is waiting for Blinn College to complete an open records request filed by the city of Bryan seeking financial records. That's part of the committee's attempt to see how much it would cost to buy Blinn's campuses in Brazos County.
Can't emphasize enough, until we get all the financial information we need, it's very difficult to know what is the number that would make sense. And when we get those figured out, it's still got to make a good business decision for not only Brazos County, but Washington County.
Petitions and more information is available online at BrazosTalentInitiative.org. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M President Michael Young has announced the same night a white nationalist speaker is on campus, a university-wide Aggies United event will be at Kyle Field. The president stated in a news release he shares the outrage and indignation of Richard Spencer and the private citizen who is sponsoring Spencer's appearance. The president's statement in its entirety is available online at WTAW.com. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced settlements have been reached with Texas A&M and five other universities in the state regarding hazardous waste violations. A spokesman at the EPA regional office in Dallas says A&M has corrected the violations and has paid a civil penalty of $61,000. This involved A&M's geochemical and environmental research facility located across Graham Road from Cypress Grove Intermediate School. An EPA investigation that was completed in May determined that between 2011 and 2013, A&M failed to notify regulators it was generating more hazardous waste than was allowed, which was more than 220 pounds a month. The Bryan School Board has a draft timeline for selecting the district's new superintendent. Following a discussion Monday night with consultants, the initial goal is to conduct interviews in February, with the possibility of voting on a sole finalist in late March. Marion Strauss of the Texas Association of School Boards, who is a former superintendent, told the board earlier this month it's an advantage to getting a new person in place sooner rather than later.
It may seem a little odd, but with superintendents, it's a little bit different than with teachers, because you know you deal with their contracts and their evaluations at a different time than you do teachers. So it's really a good time to do that.
The Bryan board also took the opportunity Monday night to select officers for the upcoming year. Following an executive session, Trey Moore was elected president, Mark McCall vice president, and Felicia Benford as secretary. A College Station convenience store clerk was held up at gunpoint shortly before 10:30 yesterday morning. Police are still looking for a white man, possibly in his mid-20s, who ran away with an undisclosed amount of money from the Valero on Harvey Road across the street from Sonic. No one was injured. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. Our text line is open at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com. to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Coming up on 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Sunshine and cooler for today. Cold front has moved out of the state. We'll have breezy conditions today. We're around 65 this afternoon. Should be clear and cool tonight. Lows near 40. A few of us may dip down into the 30s. High pressure's in control tomorrow. It's sunny and it's milder. Temperatures are going to make their way up to about 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy, lows near 45, clouding up with showers and storms Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I failed to mention Congressman Bill Flores will join us later this week. When he found out Tom was going to be on, he said, I can't compete with
him. So he couldn't compete with that?
Yeah,
that
actually,
right?
No, he has meetings as they get ready. What I'm betting they're doing, I'm just telling you, what they are doing right now is they are waiting on the returns because the election just started for a new minority leader. And they're hoping that Nancy loses, and then they can sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, and then they can go back to work. I'm just saying. I don't know that. I'm just saying. There'll be high fives among members of Congress as they discuss the fun and games in D.C. Okay, now, since Mr. Downs is not nearby, we can go ahead and do this. Well, we're going to go ahead and do this story. We had meant to do it before the top of the hour, but we'll do it now. Market research company has come up with the formula for getting a day off work sick. Now, we don't have any employees that do. A survey of 1,000 employees revealed their most successful excuses and the time they felt they had the best chance of getting it past the boss.
Oh.
Okay, so the best time to call in for a sick day is early Tuesday morning. Calling in early may help dispel any suspicion
of the long weekend.
Yeah, well, see, exactly. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right.
So,
right.
What?
All lies.
he was sitting
busted
in the room. He's sitting in the room.
It's all lies. It's simply put, by Tuesday morning, I've given up and I don't care anymore.
Well, I mean, if you call in early, it's clear you didn't oversleep. So, I mean, that's part of it. So, there's less reason to bring in that doubt of your laziness pouring out.
Yeah.
Tuesday is the best day because, well, if it's Monday, then obviously it screams
long weekend.
Yeah, you had a long weekend.
Yes.
The best excuse, according to the survey, is, you ready? Stomach problems.
Oh, yeah.
Because
nobody's
going to question that.
Yeah.
No one questions puke.
No, when you return to work. Well, but the thing is, when you return to work.
Or the other thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to Blue Baker. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Turn the radio down when Chelsea's on.
Yeah. Doesn't everyone?
Yeah. When you return to work that next day, it's not at all suspicious that you're feeling nearly 100% good. You're back to your old self again.
Well, yeah, 24-hour stomach bug.
Yeah, because if you had the flu or you had a sinus infection.
It takes
infection,
a little longer.
Right,
then
you can't be miraculously over it in 24 hours.
Yeah, you come in sounding the same, and everybody's going to be like, oh, what happened to your nasal infection there?
Do you have any in your years of management? Surely you have a story or two.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I just don't even. It's radio people, and it's simpler. It's simpler just to say, okay, fine. That's good. Yeah, all right.
Or it's
whatever.
Not like. Yeah.
Do you remember the show prep bit that you guys did recently? No, not recently. I guess it was a couple of years ago where the statistics had proven that 40% of days off were taken in Monday and Friday.
Believable.
I mean, really, when you're dealing with radio people, the fact that we show up at all is really a miracle, isn't it?
That's true. Well,
when that clock radio kicks on in the morning and I hear these bright, shiny voices on the air, I know that my day will continue as it has.
That's exactly. Well, I mean, it's not like you choose a stupid reason to come in like the election didn't turn.
Hey.
Yeah. I can't make it to work today. I can't. Because
we did have. Yeah. We did have some of that.
We did.
By the way, that just hit me. If I can just, I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, the 40% thing. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Slap your hand. Yes, 40% of missing work days happen on Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You got it.
So you got it now.
The 8800, right? Okay. Because there's 5 days to choose from, and two of them take up 40%. Okay.
Yeah, see, it's,
in case, well, we may have some new listeners from some rock and roll station, and they do need to.
And 20% of days off happen on Wednesday.
That's right. There. Anyway, okay.
What's today again?
That's fine. So that's fine.
We are the only station where you got to know math to really enjoy it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's a question about enjoying.
Yeah, well, that's also true. So, so as a result, Mr. Turbyville is at the new Mills Park location.
I thought he retired.
Well, that's what we keep thinking.
Keeps coming back and eating all the cookies.
Kind of like that flu that took us down the other day.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
So you got some
24 hour.
Some people in radio not showing up at all. Tom Turbyville keeps showing up.
He does. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Mike Wright says, how can we miss you if you won't go away?
That's right. You know? There you go. But anyway, you're at Blue Baker today because it's Christmas Angels time.
I'm at the Blue. You know, you were talking about the playground at this new Blue Baker.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of an educational playground. They've got a xylophone out there.
Do
and
they?
And a wheat mill.
Hello.
Can you imagine that?
You really, hello. Caller. Caller.
Yeah, can I call in Tuesday that I'm not going to have I'm going to have the flu on Friday?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah,
as long as you keep listening, sir.
That's all the matter. Yeah.
If so you don't listen, care. You have to get someone to take your place.
So do they have a real grist mill or what is it? Is it like
yeah?
A
no, it's just a little play. It's like a little play. Okay. It's a wheat milling station.
Oh, okay.
Is what it is out in the playground. But they've got this great sign, Scott.
Yeah.
It says unattended children will be given an espresso and a free puppy.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that.
I thought it said you had to be this tall to be on that ride.
Yeah. Well, no, you said you'd been here. Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what we wanted is maybe Zing. That you could. I'll just let it go. It goes over. It goes over my head.
Pretty easily, as a matter of
thanks
fact.
Thanks a lot. So, I mean, we wanted you to go out and because I guess some of those things on the playground are metal and it's kind of chilly out there this morning.
Don't stick your tongue on them. For many reasons.
Yeah, to go out. Anyway, but they have a playground there, which is fun. That's
I'm amazed Tom even knows where the microphone is if there's a playground nearby.
Really.
Oh, I gotta go back in.
Yeah. The big kid has to leave, Mom.
He has to go talk on the radio.
But anyway, you're there because we have Angels on the Tree for children and also for special need adults this year, which is something new and different for our Christmas.
That's right. The playground's outside, but inside, and we got folks coming in. Hi, folks that are coming in for breakfast and coffee, and their wonderful bagels and breakfasts and everything. But they're also stopping by and looking at the Christmas tree because this is Christmas Angels time. We at Brian Broadcasting and our group of stations have been doing this with Blue Baker for quite a few years now, and the process is easy. You just come in, you look at the tree, and you look at the many angels that are on the tree. And an angel is a card with a child's name on it, their age, their size, their clothing size, and sort of a wish list of what they would like for Christmas. So you choose one or two or more, as many as you would like, and you go out and you buy a gift for that child, and you wrap it up and you return it to any Blue Baker location by December the 14th. And if you do that, you've done what you need to do to make not only your Christmas happier because of what you've done, but definitely the Christmas season for that child and many children, because these are children that might not get anything at all if it's not for you coming in and helping. And you can go to any Blue Baker location. We are at the brand spanking new one here at the corner of Greens Prairie and Arrington on Mills Park Lane. But you've also got the one on University and, of course, the old time one there at Dominique Drive. So come on in to any of them. Get an angel off the tree. Sign up. Go out. Wrap it up. Bring it back by December the 14th. And that's all you need to do. And like you said, Scott, special needs adults are also included this year, and that's very special. And buy some angel cookies, because all of those, all that money goes to to help Christmas Angels, too. So it's a great deal, and we want everybody to participate this year.
All right. Thank you, man. It's 818.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrack Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Well, let's feel sorry for Matt Lauer because he wasn't making $20 million a year, but now he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, good for him.
Everything's
right. Worried about Matt.
Yeah, got that new new contract. So there, they'll sign it in the next few months. The move has led to some stability on the show now, since Savannah Guthrie will be heading into maternity leave soon. And, you know, Billy Bush is gone because of his road trip with Donald Trump and all that. And Sarah Jessica Parker launching her first standalone store in Washington, D.C. For her shoe collection.
Okay.
Yeah, how's that working
out? Good for her.
Yeah. Fans of the Kardashian clan will be gravely disappointed to hear that their signature reality show may not return for quite some time.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Good thing there's 80 million episodes that they rerun single day.
Yeah, I can get it on demand, I think, on
probably.
I see it all the time, and I don't even want to.
Yeah, sources tell TMZ the family quit filming after Kim, of course, was robbed. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the whole Kanye thing. And so
he's never even on the show.
I am.
Barely.
So, Now, I did have another story about, here we go. Beyonce may be urging her hubby to give
Jay-Z,
his longtime bestie, another chance.
Oh,
the London Sun, the British tabloid, says that she's quietly pushing Jay-Z to reach out to Kanye since he was hospitalized, you know, and let bygones be bygones.
If it's a story in the news, it's not that quiet.
Yeah, really.
Good point.
Word is that he's coming around to his wife's way of thinking and will do it in a quiet, subtle manner, because everything about Jay-Z is quiet and subtle.
Of course.
He's more quiet than Kanye.
Well, that's true. Yes. Hello. True.
So pretty much Matt Lauer's getting paid $20 million to be able to read a teleprompter.
That's right.
Correct.
Exactly. Yes. And and to be affable. You know, he's an affable kind of fellow. So, yeah, we got that going on. All right. Tonight on TV, Christmas in Rockefeller Center. It's on at 7 o'clock tonight. The aforementioned Matt Lauer, the aforementioned Savannah Guthrie, and Al Roker, and Hoda Kotb.
Hoda.
Hoda.
Just say Hoda.
Just say Hoda. People know. People
okay.
Know.
They will host. It's
she's 84th. On with Kathy Me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
There.
And they drink wine.
That's what I hear. Performers will include Tony Bennett, Neil Diamond, Garth Brooks. Yeah.
Okay, so we're satisfied, Scott.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Then Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, Josh Groban. Then people we haven't heard of, like Tori Kelly.
Okay, I have.
Okay. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, there you go. Everybody's heard her.
Yep. Radio City Rockets. And it says Dolly Parton, but I'm confused because it's Dolly's on an hour later with the Dolly Parton Christmas of Many Colors Circle of Love show.
She's been everywhere, man.
Well, I know.
Well,
she was
just on The Voice last night.
Well, I texted Chelsea find out if she'd already been on, and she had, so then I turned it off because those two singers I heard were not very good.
Who did you hear?
I heard that girl who sang The Broken Road, which is the Rascal Flatts song.
Oh, well,
she did a horrible job of that.
Okay.
And then this country guy right before her.
Yeah, well, then, Scott, you're pretty good because they both got voted off last night.
They were. They were really, really weak. When you when you consider the girl from Brian, who I thought was really good.
You're right. No. You're right. Yeah. And the girl that sang A Broken Road, Courtney, she has been a singer or a songwriter for people like Beyonce.
Great.
Yeah. And
that's
so,
a good thing. That's a good thing for her. I'm glad she's making money doing
that. Oh,
yeah.
So that'll
be
fine.
Okay. And then also tonight, the series premiere of a thing called Incorporated. I know you thought Ben Affleck and Matt Damon weren't doing stuff anymore, but they are. They're executive producers of this, a new drama set in the future where companies have seemingly unlimited power. Oh, that'll never happen.
No.
That'll never happen. Yeah, anyway, so that's on tonight on USA and Sci-Fi. Hello.
Scott, picked up some tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
Took my oldest girl, granddaughter, and my wife, and we had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Had you been before, or was that your first visit?
Maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's
so
the way I
years,
am.
Every 20 years, it's a great event.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Is Bob still dead?
Yeah, I have not been there in so long, but I know it. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call to let us know that you had a good time there. All right, good news for kids and adults who love Mario Brothers. Variety reports Nintendo is teaming up with Universal Parks and Resorts, and they'll be installing video game-themed areas to various theme parks. That is going to make kids don't want to do that with their parents.
No.
Dad, you're embarrassing me. No, I have to save Zelda. Shut up, Dad, you're embarrassing me. Yeah, I can just see that. That's not going to work out well at all. But that's fine if they want to do it. Oh, I had a Star Wars story when Mr. Downs was in here, but I forgot to tell you.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we'll bring it back.
No, I won't. Thanks. No. So the Federal Highway Administration is not amused by a certain official highway sign that's set up in New York. Actually, over 500 of these signs, which read, I love NY, okay? Mm-hmm. They've been erected around the state, okay? They're there to help promote tourism and provide tourist information. But the federal government now threatening to cut nearly $1 billion in federal funding to the state if the signs are not taken down. The feds say the signs don't conform to federal standards. They're dangerous.
And boring.
And get this, they distract drivers.
Sure
they do.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet they distract drivers.
Wait a minute, someone loves New York?
Yeah.
I can't pay attention to driving.
But let me look at my phone.
No, it's illegal there. State and federal highway officials plan to meet in December to discuss the situation. Again, they're 500 signs, okay? And the government's not going to give you your money because they don't conform to standards and they might distract people. It's a nanny state. I mean, I don't care what it is. Well, it is.
Yeah, no,
you need to drive. And by the way, soon what they'll have is imprints on the steering wheel where your hands belong, where you must have your hands covering that. Any of that, and then they won't let you hold a cell phone when you talk in the owner.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Shoppers put in a strong showing on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. Holiday spending rose 9% Thursday and Friday combined compared with the same two-day period last year. First Data says e-commerce sales rose 10.8% for the two-day period, while sales at physical stores grew 8.6%. Connecticut-based Praxair has revived talks with Germany's Linde over a combination that would create a $60 billion industrial gas giant 2 months after previous talks dissolved. Praxair is trying to address the main stumbling blocks to a deal, including differences over key personnel and location of headquarters. Splunk again boosted its outlook for the year as the big data software company continues to generate strong top-line growth in the latest quarter, though its loss also widened amid higher operating expenses. Splunk's technology analyzes data from websites, applications, servers, and mobile devices. Shares jumped more than 6% after hours. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Maryland Butterfamous Holiday Ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tom Turbyville is at the newest Blue Baker that's at Mills Park Circle.
The brand newest. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple right here that have just taken an angel off the tree, and they are going to make a child's Christmas just so much happier. I read one of the angels earlier. Here's Jasmine, who is 2 years old, and you're not going to see a lot of wish lists there for electronics. Jasmine just wants a first toy or doll, toys, play kitchen, and play food. And her clothing size, 2 to 3T, and shoe size. So just take an angel off the tree, go out, buy the gift, wrap it up, return it to any Blue Baker location by December the 14th, and that's what you have done for a child. Christmas angels and Blue Baker angel cookies brought to you by Blue Baker. Come on out and see us.
As you're shopping online over the next few weeks, there's one thing you need to price that's probably not on your radar: airline tickets for next year. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Buying airline tickets and planning your 2017 summer vacation is probably the last thing on your to-do list this time of year. But airlines are having special sales right now. You won't find deals on your kids' upcoming spring break. Instead, price shop trips between June and August and on off-peak days. That's Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Start your search at Google Flights, save your itinerary, and be sure to sign up for daily price alerts. If you see the price drop or the airline is having a flash sale, it's time to act. Check all fees. Airlines have started to charge extra for bags, special seats, boarding priorities, and more. Remember, you usually have 24 hours to cancel a trip that's at least 7 days away. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. But now, making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off, just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber, and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. Every day is a payday when you drive with Uber, because you can cash out anytime with instant pay. Cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Efforts to provide more workforce training in Brazos County was updated yesterday by a committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency.
Co-chairman Ivan Olson says the committee is waiting for financial records from Blinn College to find out how much it would cost to buy Blinn's Brazos County operations. That's after learning most of what Blinn offers is in Brenham and Schulenburg.
And I think that's going to be the best for Brazos County, and hopefully when they get their check, best for Washington County as well.
Olson says Blinn can and is blocking the committee's attempt to consider bringing in Waco-based Texas State Technical College.
That requires the cooperation from Blinn, and at this point that's not been acceptable. TSTC is one that's well-known and well-respected in a lot of these courses, and we feel like that's a very viable option that we will explore.
While the committee waits for Blinn to fulfill an open records request filed by the city of Bryan, the committee continues to collect petition signatures. Olson says they have 5,500, just past the halfway point in the minimum, and a third of their goal.
It doesn't put any financial burden on them to sign that petition. And for us to be reaching second base in this endeavor, we need to get this done.
The committee has a month to finish the petition drive. Petitions and more information is available online at BrazosTalentInitiative.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At the same time, a white nationalist speaker is appearing in Texas A&M's Memorial Student Center. President Michael Young invites those on and off campus to be inside Kyle Field to exercise their disgust with the speaker's reprehensible positions. The Aggies United event will take place next Tuesday night from 6 until 9. The president's statement in its entirety is available online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M has paid the Environmental Protection Agency $61,000 and took steps to correct hazardous waste violations that happened several years ago. The EPA's Dallas office this week announced the settlement involving A&M's Geochemical and Environmental Research Facility, which is located across Graham Road from Cypress Grove Intermediate School. The EPA finished an investigation in May that determined between 2011 and 2013, A&M failed to notify regulators it was generating more than 220 pounds of hazardous waste a month, which exceeded the maximum allowed by the facility's permit. There is new leadership on the Bryan School Board. At the end of a special meeting Monday night following an executive session, Trey Moore was elected president, Mark McCall vice president, and Felicia Binford as secretary. Before that, the board met with consultants hired to assist in the superintendent search. Marion Strauss of the Texas Association of School Boards, who is a former superintendent, told the board earlier this month that now was a good time to do a search.
Allows the new superintendent to build the budget for 17-18. There's lots of important things going on. The more involved they're going to be, especially in the hiring process for the next school year.
The board's draft timeline is conducting interviews in February with the possibility of voting on a sole finalist in late March. And a College Station convenience store clerk was not injured after they were robbed at gunpoint yesterday morning. Police report the holdup was shortly before 10:30 at the Valero on Harvey Road across the street from Sonic. An undisclosed amount of money was taken by a white man believed to be in his mid-20s. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA281017.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition to that, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
We should enjoy considerable sunshine across the area for today as high pressure settles in behind a frontal system that went across the state yesterday. It'll be breezy today. Temperatures will make their way up close to 65. We're going to be clear tonight near 40, a few spots dipping into the 30s overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine and 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, not as cool, lows around 45. It'll cloud up Friday. There could be showers and storms in the afternoon, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Time to visit with the mayors, and what better person to introduce the new mayor of Bryan than the city secretary, Marilyn Strada. How are you today?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, good. You decided to come in and give him his send-off on his inaugural visit, and after that, he's on his own, right?
Absolutely. But it is a great honor for me to introduce City of Bryan's new mayor, the Honorable Andrew Nelson.
Yeah. Welcome, Mayor. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be serving.
Now, Mary Lynn, I should have gotten a hold of you ahead of time because you do know everything about the city of Bryan. I believe he's the tallest man to ever be mayor.
I would agree.
Okay. Yes. All right. It's just, I'm not sure. Okay. We'll have to get a picture taken together sometime. It's time to go to work. There are some folks who voted for you. There are some folks who don't know anything about you. So, if you will, just kind of give us a thumbnail of Andrew Nelson, who is now the mayor of Bryan.
Well, I think most importantly is for people to know I'm here to serve everyone in Bryan, whether you voted for me or not, whether you know about me or not, frankly, whether you live in Bryan or not. We're here to serve this community, and I'm looking forward to doing that. I grew up in town here, graduated from A&M, actually graduated mechanical engineering, even though I've spent most of my life in software.
Mm-hmm.
Traveled a little bit, started some international businesses. For the most part, I'm in town. I do travel a couple times a year, probably once a year, twice a year, outside the country for a week or so. But for the most part, I'm here love this community, raised my family here. I've got a 14 and a 16-year-old. My son's at St. Joe's. My daughter's at the International Baccalaureate Program at Bryan High School. And it's a great time to serve Bryan. I've been married to Shelly Nelson, my wife, for close to 20 years here, 19 and change.
Okay,
so.
Very good. Well, and you do become mayor at a pretty interesting time for City of Bryan. College Station, of course, has had growth for a long time, but Bryan is finding growth, and it's kind of a different growth, if you will. The engines of College Station, we understand, are A&M related. Talk a little bit about the economic engines of Bryan and what that will be as far as going forward and building this city.
Well, I think A&M is a driver for the whole community. I think there's a student side to that story, and you see that a lot in College Station. There's also student growth here in Bryan. But it is true we have more neighborhoods, more traditional neighborhoods still in Bryan. We're an older city. Our infrastructure is a little bit older. College Station's just starting to think about some of their aging infrastructure, but for the most part, they're a younger city, so there are some differences there. But it's a great time to be serving the city of Bryan as mayor. There's growth on the east side, the west side, industrial growth. We've still got rail here in Bryan for companies that want to move their businesses here and do industrial work. So there's a lot of opportunities. If you look at the distance between Texas A&M and most of these neighborhoods that are really good, really nice neighborhoods for growth, they're real close to the university. In fact, closer than most of the new development College Station. So I think we're still tied to Texas A&M. Rellis is a big development over the next many years. You're going to see a tremendous amount of growth out there that's tied into Texas A&M. So it's true we have a very diverse community, and I think that's a big advantage for us. That diversity gives us a lot of economic opportunities, but again, Texas A&M is the driver for this community.
Andrew Nelson, the new mayor of Bryan, joining us. So let's talk a little bit about these individual areas. And tomorrow, so folks know, Bobby Gutierrez will be here from the Planning and Zoning Commission. We'll talk about the development more on the east side. But let's talk about the opportunities you have with those. Both of those are areas that are being developed for the first time. The east side is, because that's going to be an extension out off University Drive. And while there's some industry out where Rellis is, Bryan has a great opportunity there. What part do you see the city playing in making that a more full-scale development around the Rellis campus?
Well, I'm new. I'm still listening to hear, at the end of the day, it's the private sector that does this, not the government, at least if you do it well. In this country, I think we've learned that the more you have the private sector doing this, the better things are. So I still have a lot of listening to do, but I've been listening to some of the people and one of the things they want to do out there, and I think making sure that we have basic services that people can enjoy. I mean, even things like cable and internet, those can be a challenge. Getting a bridge so that the fire department can get over there, and then getting a fire station over there. I mean, these are basic things. I think we need to continue to build that out, continue to make sure our basic infrastructure can be out there. But the developers, the ideas that are out there are truly amazing. Upscale development plans that are over there, things that can really, a world-class university deserves a world-class community, and I think Bryan is positioned on both sides of that east-west, as well as, I live in the southernmost tip of Bryan, so I'd say the south and the north as well.
Right.
I think we're really well-positioned to be able to accommodate all of those things.
So, newly elected mayor, you've done some service for the city before, but we've got three rookies when it comes to elective office. You have a couple of city council members who are new, too. Some pluses and minuses to that. Let's talk about what going forward here in the next couple of months and how that changes the dynamic a little bit.
Well, I think it's a fresh start. Frankly, my job is not only to serve every citizen of Bryan, but, you know, the democratic process here is that the citizens elect seven of us to serve them on a city council. And so as mayor, I have a special obligation to not only be fair in serving every citizen of Bryan, but to also serve everyone on that council. Whether they're rookies or not doesn't matter. And I think, frankly, the other six there are there and want to help me and support me to make sure that I can do a good job of serving them. So we're all here to serve each other on that council, to win or lose as a team. And I think Bryan's positioned well, our whole community's positioned well to do some great things.
We'll talk a little bit more about development tomorrow when Mr. Gutierrez is here. But quite often I will want to ask you questions prefaced by as one member of council, which is while you have the center seat, you are just one member of council. Some thoughts as far as the catchphrase neighborhood integrity, the idea that single-family dwellings should be the dominant thing in certain neighborhoods, now being replaced by larger buildings that generally will have some non-related people there. And College Station certainly has ended up in a big, bad situation as far as I'm concerned because they didn't make moves to maintain that neighborhood integrity, if you will. Kind of give us the Andrew Nelson thought on neighborhood integrity. And obviously a person has every right to knock down a single-family house and build whatever they want, but your concerns, if you have any, when it comes to maintaining the neighborhood feel of Bryan.
Well, I sure believe in freedom. I think that's a guiding principle for me, but I also think part of that freedom is when people join a neighborhood and they can have a neighborhood association, they need to take that seriously and decide what kind of neighborhood they want. If you have a neighborhood that has not created an association and set restrictions so that people, you know, understand that here's the rules that the majority of the people in this neighborhood want, and there's a long-standing tradition of kind of doing different things in that neighborhood, I think that's what that neighborhood's going to get. If you're in a neighborhood where people feel strongly that, hey, these are the things, you know, some people will be more restrictive, some people will be less, but I think it's important to take charge and to take advantage of that opportunity to have an association to define who you want to be, who you want your neighborhood to be. And if some people prefer more restrictive neighborhoods, that's what the market should give. That's why we hopefully don't have one neighborhood in Bryan. So I do think big picture, the more of a consistent feel you have in a neighborhood, I think it certainly, to me, I like that look. I believe in neighborhood integrity. I believe in general with an older city that we need to do everything we can to spruce up our neighborhood to make it a charming city. So when people look at our age, they see it as an advantage and they say, this is a delightful, charming city. And some of my travels in Europe, you know, some people can go to cities that have no jobs, no nothing, and go, wow, I wish I could live here because, you know, it's just so beautiful. And I think, you know, over time, that's exactly what will happen in American cities. We're just a younger country, but Bryan has an advantage in that area. So just going back to neighborhoods, I think the associations need to take control of that. In many areas of College Station, the majority of those homes are owned by people renting right now. And so when they define who they want to be, it's going to be driven by renters. Bryan is in a better situation, and there's still, you know, most of our neighborhoods, we have time. We either have those restrictions or we have time for those neighborhoods to define who they want to be.
Okay. Well, kind of scratch the surface. Anything you want to mention that I didn't cover today or anything else you want to share with our audience?
Sure, yeah. Just a few things going out. I heard the weather report, but I think there was a mistake in that. Tomorrow there's going to be snow in Bryan. We've got...
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We've got Holiday Magic in Sue Haswell Memorial Park. That is tomorrow evening, 5:30 to 8:30. There's going to be train rides, sledding on real snow. Santa's going to be there, and we'll be doing pictures, holiday crafts, games, and there'll be hot chocolate and cookies. So that's always nice. There is a free shuttle from Blinn College there as well. There's a few other things going on before we have the privilege of talking again. On December 8th, the 8th Annual Nutcracker Storytime Ballet is going to be at the on the second floor of the Claremont's Library, formerly known as the Bryan Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be two short performances. You can introduce toddlers. It's fine. You can, you know, make noise. It's okay. That's going to be Thursday, December 8th, 5:30 to 6 and 6:15 to 6:45. So it's just a half hour. It's a great opportunity for them. And then, of course, we have the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade. That is on Friday, December 9th at 6:30. And if you want more information about that, you can go to downtownbryan.com and get information.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. Oh, wait, we have one more thing?
Oh, that's right. I tried to forget, but Mary Lynn's over here not allowing me to do that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I and some other members of council will be doing Christmas carols in downtown Bryan.
What?
So, yes. So if you want to go and take pictures and embarrass us for years to come, come out on Friday evening in downtown Bryan, and we will be doing caroling. So thank you so much, Mary Lynn, for forcing me to remember that.
My pleasure, Mayor.
Oh, and I think you have a win streak you have to defend in ringing the bell on Saturday, too, right?
That's right. Thank you for mentioning that. From noon to one, how could I forget?
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on there.
Yeah, there is.
I wasn't so worried about winning the and being able to serve as mayor, but if I do, you better win that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's noon to one at the Walmart off Briarcrest. Look forward to beating College Station there.
Yeah.
We're one community, but for that hour, we'll be competing with them.
There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. My pleasure.
Yeah, that's Andrew Nelson. He's the new mayor of the city of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Well, it is that time of year. But now, wait a second. Really, all year long, the Salvation Army is doing good things all over the world, all over the country, and certainly right here in the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, the Salvation Army, right now we're operating in 128 countries and we're open 365 days. I mean, we have programs year-round. Here in the Brazos County, throughout the whole entire year, people can come and get food, they can come get clothing, they can come get help with rental assistance, utility assistance if they're behind. They can come to our locations and bring even their children to be a part of character building programs, and we offer worship services here in the Brazos County as well. And so, yeah, we're open year-round, and then during the holiday times is when we get, I guess you could say, a little busy with all the bell ringers around town, and then, of course, our Angel Tree program, where currently right now we have about 1,800 kids who've come to the Salvation Army, at least their families have, to say they need help with Christmas this year.
That's Paul Ryerson. He and his wife, Annalise, were commissioned as Salvation Army officers back in 2010, and they went to El Paso. From there, they went to Southeast Dallas, and they haven't been in Bryan College Station long, since this last June. Paul Ryerson is a third-generation officer in the Salvation Army. Now, of course, this is the time when they are most visible throughout the year with the red kettles that are now, by the way, red buckets, and the bell ringers. They need volunteers, by the way, to ring those bells. Here's Paul.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, volunteer. We thrive on volunteers. We have some of the best volunteers in the world here in the Brazos County, and I've been shocked and amazed at how many people say, "Hey, give me a bell. I want to go out there." But you're absolutely correct. For every location that doesn't have a volunteer, we do pay someone to stand there, because at the end of the year, we do need the income from that location to help provide Christmas and those sort of things. But if we have volunteers step up, that's 100% of that going to the cause.
You know, if you go online and you look up a charity check, for example, and you're trying to find out which charities spend the most donated money on the cause and less on administrative costs, well, you're going to find the Salvation Army right there at the top. And that's something that they're proud of.
Well, we're very proud about that. We as an organization, as the Salvation Army, we go out of our way to keep our costs low. We depend a lot on just the goodness of people's hearts and volunteers to help us accomplish the goal. You know, we look at some of the numbers that, you know, and services that we provide here in the Brazos County that actually we just wouldn't be possible without volunteers. But yes, sir, we do pride ourselves that our costs, our admin costs, is low, so that way we can give the absolute most and we could be doing the most good here in the Brazos County.
Now, if you want to ring a bell this holiday season, or if you want to volunteer any time of the year, Paul Ryerson tells you to do this.
If you're interested in volunteering with the Salvation Army any time of the year, you can come stop by our location at 2506 Cavett Avenue. Come and see us and just say, "Hey, I like to volunteer," or you can just you can give us a call at 979-361-0618, and we'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Paul and Annalise Ryerson, they head things up
the Salvation Army here in the Brazos Valley. Great organization. Go out and ring that bell. You'll feel great about it. I'm going to do it in December. It'll be fun. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gosh, it's been, I don't know, 2 minutes since I heard Tom Turbeville's voice, and here he is again.
My goodness, it's amazing.
He's like you horse poop. He's everywhere.
Yeah. Thank you. Scott?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's wait 30 seconds before we say Blue Baker.
Yep. Anyway, he's at the Blue Baker, the newest one, the Mills Park location out near Tower Point, where we got Christmas angel tree there for you.
Indeed, we do. And we're fixing to leave, but we're not going to take the tree with us. Okay. We promise. We're going to leave it right here at the Blue Baker location. Matter of fact, there is one at all three Blue Baker locations. This brand spanking new one here at Mills Park and also at Dominique Drive and on University. And Christmas Angels is exactly that. On the tree, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of angels. There's also Christmas ornaments, too, but the angels each have a child's name. Here's one. Julian is a six-year-old boy, and he gives his clothing size. He'd like Sonic the Hedgehog toys and cars.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. He rocks.
Yeah, you know that, right?
He rocks. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's what he would like. If you want to help out Julian or any of these angels on this tree, there's Angel, there's Jasmine, there's Alexander, there's Dambria, there's Aliyah, there's Ivan. Emmanuel, the names go on and on and on because all of these children are not going to have the kind of Christmas that perhaps your children are going to have unless you come to a Blue Baker location and take an angel off the tree, buy a gift, wrap it up, and return it to the Blue Baker location by December the 14th. Then you've done all you need to do to make that child's Christmas what that child deserves for it to be. They also are selling the angel cookies with the proceeds going to help Christmas angels. And remember, you can also register to win 4 tickets to Moody Garden. So we're giving you all kind of incentive, but you shouldn't need any more incentive just to come and help a child's Christmas be just that much better. It happens once a year for that child, but it means so much to the family and the child. And like you said, Scott, this year we're also talking about adults, too. Adults that are in a needy situation like that.
Yep, special need adults is added
special
to it.
Special need so adults,
yeah,
yes,
it's a neat thing. So, anyway, go buy cookies this week, and it all goes to Christmas Angels. That's Tom Turbeville at the Blue Baker this morning.
Hear that? No, it's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Okay, so I don't get along with heights very well, you know. I don't mind an airplane, but like 300 feet off the ground.
Uh-huh.
A stunt cyclist in Austria has filmed balancing his bike at the top of a 650-foot tall dam.
No.
Fabio Wimmer caught his own stunt on video using a helmet cam at the Kolnbrine Dam. He is balancing on a narrow safety rail. About the width of his bike tire.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Took him 7 tries to make the full distance on the railing. There are no safety nets. The only precaution was a rope held tightly by the assistant. He said, I didn't want to think about what would happen if it went wrong.
Wow.
I mean, my knees get weak reading this. I haven't even looked at the video yet.
Yeah,
and
no
doing
way.
It, I don't know.
I'm good.
Not sure.
He must owe some people some money.
Yeah, something like that. So, if you ever wonder the tradition of Christmas tree, it started with Prince Albert. The Germans are credited with bringing the first evergreens into their homes and decorating them. He liked the idea. Actually, his wife, Queen Victoria, liked it, and that's how he